return duties for him. So from that standpoint, I think they made a decent pick. I would have gone defensive back personally or defense. I think there were a couple defensive players there. But, you know, what the Lions wanted to do was continue surrounding Matthew Stafford with enough weapons to keep that offense, you know, among the most explosive in the game. And so from that standpoint, I understand what they did.
Yeah, I mean, I think it probably made sense at that point. You know, they went with Bentley in the third, and then they go with Greenwood after that. They're almost, you know, forced their hand. There would have been a lot of criticism if they hadn't gone after that, especially taking a guy where, you know, there's at least a perceived surplus and the past history of the draft picks.
Right. No, after those first two picks, they took six straight defensive players. So I think, you know, they did address the defense, and what the defense needed as much as anything was depth. So they tried to take care of that in the draft. And in the defensive backs that they got, you know, three different guys who were all pretty athletic, who might be able to play roles this year or going forward. At least you would think Bentley would be able to play this year, maybe in a slot position. The other two guys are pretty good athletes, and they really fit what the Lions are looking for. You know, six-foot cornerbacks who can run, who can jump, good movement skills. So those guys are more developmental guys. I don't know how much they'll play this year, but you know, if you look down the road and you think you really like what Chris Greenwood, for instance, brings in terms of athleticism, you know you might have something 2 or 3 years down the line in terms of being a top-flight cornerback.
Yeah, you touched on that a little bit with Bentley. You know, him and Ronnell Lewis, how much do you think they're going to contribute? Again, do you think that those guys are going to be more package guys, not necessarily starters this year and maybe down the road?
I think, you know, Bentley should play quite a bit just because of the lack of depth that they have in the secondary. You know, I think he'll obviously have to prove himself as to whether he can handle a bigger role than just playing in nickel packages. But I think he's got a legitimate shot to get on the field and to play quite a bit. Lewis, you know, I think he's more of a special teams guy right off the bat. Obviously can you know, fill in as a pass rusher. But unless they trade one of their other defensive ends, I think it's going to be hard for him to see the field in that capacity because they have so much depth and talent on that defensive line. But he's a guy that when you look at again, you know, 2 years down the road, you might see a bigger role for him as a defensive end.
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of the publications have him officially listed as an outside linebacker, but scouts have projected him because he's 6'1", he's 253 pounds. He's a big guy, you know, to play on that end spot. Do you think that there is a chance that he could wind up playing linebacker with the Lions in the future?
No, I think with the Lions, I think you're looking at him as a pass rusher. Okay. I mean, you know, they like pass rushers that kind of fit in that outside linebacker type mold, you know, that 3-4 outside linebacker. They don't need guys that are huge defensive ends to play against a run because, you know, their first order business up front is always to get after the passer. And I think, you know, that's what Lewis does. You know, he's a guy that you can put in that wide nine, you can spread him out wide, and you can just tell him get after the passer, and he'll do that. So I don't think he's a linebacker. I think the other two guys that they drafted are both, you know, have a better shot of getting on the field at linebacker, Tahir Whitehead and Travis Lewis, Ronnell's teammate at Oklahoma.
Do you think that they had the luxury of picking Broyles because they had a feeling that, you know, a guy like Greenwood, you know, who's kind of a small school steal in their mind, they had the luxury of doing that because they thought those guys would be there?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I think Greenwood, even though he was kind of an unknown to a lot of people, I think in scouting circles, he that's about where people expected him to go, fourth, fifth, sixth round. You know, he had a real good workout at Michigan's Pro Day, and, you know, there's a lot of teams that were represented there, so everybody kind of knew who he was. I think the Lions obviously had him targeted, and they liked what they saw, but I think it was just a matter of with Broyles of him being the best player on their board, and, you know, like I said earlier, wanting to make sure that offense never slacks off for Matt Stafford.
Drayton Florence, you know, looking at free agency, I'm sure you've gotten a lot of questions about this guy, but he was just released by the Buffalo Bills in the last day or so, I believe. What do you think about the possibility of the Lions going at either him or somebody kind of similar to him in the free agent market? Do you think they'll look that direction?
Well, on Florence, you know, I was told earlier today that there was nothing yet, you know, cooking there, and I don't know if the Lions are going to be players in that. They're not. You know, some of it might come down to what he hopes to make salary-wise. I mean, he's the best cornerback out there in the market, so I don't imagine there'll be a shortage of suitors. But you know, they did have a little bit of interest in him a couple of years ago. But I think when you look at what the Lions have right now, the fact that they drafted three of those guys, and you don't want to shortchange this year just to keep those guys around. But, you know, when I look at it, you're probably going to keep, you know, six defensive backs. And you got Chris Houston, you got Jacob Lacy, who you gave $1.3 million to this offseason. You got Aaron Berry, who the team likes. You know, plus you got three guys that you drafted this year, and even throw Alfonso Smith in the mix. So I think they might feel a little bit more comfortable about the about their secondary situation, and cornerback in particular, than we do. I wouldn't rule out going after, you know, a guy like Drayton or somebody else at the position, but I don't think it's going to happen today.
What else is going on in free agency? I know that you talked about Ryan Grant. It seems they've offered him a contract. Are they kicking the tires on any other free agents right now?
You know, it's pretty quiet out there right now. There's not much on the market. That's part of the reason, you know, the Lions. But I will say, you know, at this point, this is where you do find some of those bargains. You can get a guy like a Grant on a, maybe a veteran minimum sort of deal, you know, a few incentives in there. And maybe he turns out to be a real good player. I mean, you know, I talked to somebody yesterday who said he's a guy who still has plenty in the tank. You know, he might not be what he used to be, but he's still a serviceable backup, and I think that's what the Lions are looking for in the running back situation. You know, they just need some insurance for Javid Best and for Mikel Ashour because of their injury situation. So I think they can make a move at running back, and Grant's a guy who might fit into that mix. But, you know, outside of that, I wouldn't expect there to be many big names. You know, you might see them when players get released. You might see, you know, them kick the tires on a few guys. But no names that would really jump out right now.
Dave, before we let you go, Cliff Averill, you had a chance to do some stuff with him on Freep.com. What's the latest with him?
Yeah, still waiting on a contract. I mean, working out locally. He's where he trained last year. Total Sports in Wixom, and you know, he had his best year of his career last year when there was a lockout, when there were no formal off-season programs for the team. I think he's a guy that, you know, could be in that same mix again this year. I wouldn't worry about him not being healthy, not being able to play, not being in shape when he does come into camp, whenever that is. But from a contract standpoint, I think you're looking at this one going into July or even August. I mean, July 15th is the next big deadline. That if a contract is not done before then, the Lions are going to have to, or he's going to have to play the season on a one-year deal. And if that happens, you know, I wouldn't expect Cliff to show up until the beginning of training camp, just because there's no sense in risking injury. So I think both sides are still hopeful they can get something done, but I, you know, they're not extremely close right now. Deadlines always make things happen. So I still have some hope that, you know, they'll get some long-term worked out in July, but I don't know if I was a betting man right now, if I take that or not.
Dave, before we let you get out of here, anything new you got in the works right now? Anything you want to give a plug to? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, nothing cooking right now. Just laying low this weekend, catching up on some sleep after the draft. It's been a long month. You know, one little feature that probably better not share, because I don't know if it's going to come to fruition or not. But, yeah, you know, always follow us, Freep.com. We got plenty going on. And like I said, rookie mini camps next week. So there'll be plenty going on then. All the rookies get into town, and they have their first workouts with the team. So we'll get to see all the rookies, all the draft picks, all the undrafted guys too, and maybe get a better sense of where guys like Riley Reiff are going to start off their career playing.
Well, and if that feature does drop, we'll find out about it at Dave Burkett on Twitter, right?
There you go, for sure. Keep
cool.
Your breath there, no doubt.
Thank you so much, Dave.
All right, guys, we'll do it again.
Take care, sir.
Thanks.